Egunon.
So, for translation.
Sail ofizialeko amigo filmaren prentzaurrekoari hasiera emango diogu orain.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to commence the press conference of the film Amiga in the official section. We've got with us the director, John Sayles, actor and co-producer Joel Torre, actor and Jimmy Paretas, and producer Maggie Renzi, who are prepared to answer all questions. Jimmy is Catalan, and he also speaks Spanish, by the way. Okay, please ask your questions.
Primera pregunta.
First question, please.
Aquí en la primera fila, por favor. Sí.
Yes, right here in the front row. Hi, good morning. Okay, welcome. A question, perhaps, it's a bit of a cliche. John Sayles in the San Sebastian Film Festival in the competition again. What do you think? What's it for you to be back here in San Sebastian? This is the fourth or fifth visit we've made here to San Sebastian. And for me, a festival is always to enjoy oneself, to enjoy the food, the sea water. I was swimming. I've been swimming every morning. So, and also for us, it's the first opportunity of presenting our film here in Europe. It's brand new, basically, the film. We finished. We finished working on the film about a week ago. We presented the film in Toronto about a few days. Well, I think it was 2 or 3 days back. And now here we are in Europe, in Spain. And also, I like the audience in San Sebastian. It's an audience which is a general type audience of the people who live here. And also, it's a very sophisticated audience. They usually see movies from all over the world. And they have a good understanding of our of many other films, so therefore we're not foreigners here, to truth be said. We feel like we're at home.
Yeah, hello. This is a movie about the Philippines, or rather the American intervention in the Philippines. Could this also be a movie about American intervention in Iraq and Afghanistan? The dialogues could seem pretty similar to what we hear.
Yeah, I think that if I had wanted to make a movie about Iraq, I would have made a movie about Iraq. But I think there are certain things that happen in wars, especially wars of occupation, that are eternal and unfortunate. And one is the situation that Joel's character finds himself in. Somebody caught in between two forces, trying to figure out how to survive, how to do, what's responsible for the people in his village. I think so much of our history as human beings are these wars of occupation. This could be a movie set in France in 1943. It could be a movie set in the American South during the American Civil War. It could be set in, almost anywhere the Romans occupied when they were conquering the world. There were characters like the character that Joel plays who had to decide how they could, deal with this thing that, if they cooperated with one side too much, they'd be killed by the other side. And which side do you want to kill you? Which side do you, when are you a traitor? When are you just being intelligent under the circumstances? How can you be a patriot, openly or even in a hidden way? So I think it's unavoidable. that there are parallels between Amigo and things that happened in Vietnam, things that are happening today in Afghanistan, or in the occupied parts of the West Bank in Israel, in parts of the Soviet Union, in Chechnya, things like this happened. It's just, our human condition that when we have wars of occupation, somebody's going to be caught in between.
Hola, otra vez.
Hi again. One of the things that draws my attention to the film that I didn't know was the language, which, as you say in the film, half Mexican, half Chinese. How did you work? How did the shoot go with all of the different language issues? It's one of the opportunities of making a film in many languages and subtitled for the audience so that everybody can see all the different points of view, all the different perspectives, one could say, and to know more and to learn more about the characters in the film. Therefore, the audience can hear what the Americans say, hear what the people of the suburb or the small town, the guerrillas, and even the Chinese coolies, you can hear what they say, and to see their point of view, but to have a knowledge and to get to know the whole story that none of the characters have in the film. So that's why it's... that would have been impossible to make the film only in English, just with accents, which is normally done in the U.S., in Hollywood. The story wouldn't work in only one language, I believe. And also, in the Philippines, there are many languages. There's Tagalo, Papangamo, Idogamo, And this was a problem in the Philippine Revolution. That is to say, there were soldiers from all over the Philippines with their own languages, and that was a problem vis-a-vis communications, and also a problem of unity for the Philippines. Over here. Hi. Before, you were saying, it could be any conflict in the history of mankind, any a situation of occupation. Why precisely the Philippines? Why did you choose to decide to film this chapter of the occupation of the Philippines? Well, for me, what interests me of that period in the history of the United States is that in this conflict, the Philippine-American conflict, there are some roots that of the 20th century, of our history here in the 20th century. But all of the elements, imperialism, racism, are much more open, shall we say, are much more crude or raw in that period of time. The imperialists were very proud of their position. The racists are proud of their position as well. And there was a very famous poem by the writer, imperialist, English, Rudyard Kipling, which was titled, Pick Up the White Man's Burden, and it's subtitled America and the Philippines. And it's a cry for the Yankees of taking the burden of being white and being a Christian in the world of darker-skinned people, the pagans, shall we say. And in the mind of the Yankees, of the Yankee soldiers, they're bringing their culture, their know-how, their all different elements, all of these different elements to an inferior people. And it's quite clear what you can read about this period of time, and now, now at the present moment, all of this is much more. All of these roots are much more hidden. These roots of racism, of seeing one as a hero in a situation which is not at all heroic.
We made the movie partly because it became clear when we were visiting the Philippines that no one in the Philippines knew anything about this history, and no one in the U.S. knew anything about this history. So we came to be kind of missionary about opening a chapter of a book that no one even knew existed.
I solamente una...
There's only one film in Hollywood that deals with this war, and it's a film with Gary Cooper and David Niven, The Real Glory, which is just a copy of Ganga Din, but with Americans in the Philippines, but without a single Filipino in the cast. The bad Filipino in the film is an actor who's Russian, from the arts theater in Moscow. Welcome to San Sebastian Film Festival. I would like to know what soap you used for this film, because they look much cleaner than even if I appeared in the film, if you catch what I'm saying. They don't look very dirty. Quizás no has estado jamás en Filipinas. Quizás sea el pueblo más limpio que conozca. We used photographs of that period, and we tried to follow these photographs, so to speak. And albeit the people look very poor at times, they always look very, very clean. And that is why it's not what we're going, it's not what we imagine at times. Sometimes, and also, better said, in the cartoons in the US in that period, the Philippines seem like have completely dark skin, like the color of my shirt, who wear grass skirts and bones through their nose, stuck in their nose, and with wooden sort of weapons. But our imagination sometimes is quite different to what reality shows you when you see it.
Más preguntas, por favor.
Any further questions, please?
Further questions, please? Sí.
Hola, buenos días.
Hi, good morning. To Jimmy Paredes, I would like to ask you whether you could tell us how do you ended up forming part of the cast, and what's it like working like with the director? It was December last year, and I was talking to a friend of mine over Skype who's living in the Philippines, and he was talking to me. He said, oh, look, they're looking for Spanish-speaking actors here in the Philippines. I said, well, send me the information. Let's see what happens. I saw the name of the producer, and I got in touch. I sent my CV, my video book, and they sent me, and they asked me for the audition. And as it was a period at the beginning of the century, and a soldier, I got dressed in an army. I recorded myself, and on the 28th of December, they said that I'd been chosen. And that's it. Well, I went to the Philippines, and the experience with John Sayles, I said this before, I don't know who I told this to earlier on, but apart from the fact it's a luxury for me, and it's a gift for me, the truth be said, it's very easy to work with him. I was afraid. I was going to find a great director. What's he going to be like? How's he going to deal with me? And the truth, it was so simple, very humble, everything we did. And also, he's a person, John is a guy, from what I saw, he's got clear in his mind the whole film, all of the different details, every different thing, but he's open to everything at the same time. It's quite clear what he wants in his mind, but if this suggestion comes along, he says, let's try it. Okay, let's try it. Go ahead. If not, no, let's go down this path then. So therefore, it was a real gift for me. It's possible now to see auditions in the computer, and that's the way we manage to get our cast the Chinese actors, because we didn't have the money to travel all the way to China to find actors, so we did it over the net. Hi, I would like to know whether you've got any new project in hand with which to surprise us cinema goers and the audience in general once again. Well, to do Amigo, we used up all our own money, and now we've got no money, or we've run out of it, and that's why I've got to write a lot of scripts for other people now. I've got a project which deals with the Rosenberg couple. Who were executed in the 1950s because they were tilted as spies with Russia and accused of giving the secrets of the atomic bomb to the Russians, which is something that interests me quite a lot. But it's going to be a film much more expensive than Amigo, and that is why we're seeking... We're working on the budget now, but always, every time we finish a film, we are starting again. Obviously, just like as if we were novices in this world of cinematography. I don't know what we're going to do in the next film, or whether we're going to make a film at all.
¿Alguna pregunta más?
Any further questions, please?
Sí, para el director.
Yes, for the director. Do you consider yourself the father of independent film in the U.S.? Independent film in the U.S., is it healthy? Independent films, are they doing well in your country? Thank you very much. But you consider yourself the father? It's a very difficult moment for independent films. Last year, about five or six films, they usually stayed on the screen, but nowadays they're only shown on the screen in a cinema for only 1 week. They don't usually stay there that long in each city. And that is why we can't manage to get money for our films. And there are very few distributors of those films. And also, I think that the audience is much smaller. The audience who wants to see films with subtitles, or films with complex characters, is becoming smaller and smaller. I think that the young kids nowadays haven't got this interest, or have no interest in... Throughout the world, by the way, I think this happens. And also, they have a point of view which is different to cinema. That is, they don't usually see a film without interruptions in a cinema theater. They usually watch their movies or their video or computer games all at the same time with their text machine in their hand and watching the world in very little bites and very, very, very quickly and little pieces at a time. I think that the next generation of directors will have to try to deal with this difference that exists in the way our young people are seeing the world to try to understand them. That is why we have to change our expectations, perhaps. Now, I'm the grandfather of independent cinema because we've survived so many years. But there were independent films before ours, and I hope before us, and I hope that there will continue to be independent films made after us. But it's always difficult. Even also in Europe, with the economic world, which is becoming smaller and smaller from every year, the support provided by the state here in Europe is smaller and smaller, is getting smaller and smaller every year, so therefore it's difficult for everyone.
Esto con los actores son...
With the actors, as to make independent films, we at Philippines or American or whatever, we were all together. We were all very closely knit. There was a very good feeling that we were all backing each other. Even if it was at 5 a.m. we were shooting, but we could see there was an enormous energy. It was really, 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 really cool. Yes, and very few independent films in the Philippines. Joel has played some roles in the first wave of independent film, of independent cinema in the Philippines, but it's very difficult in the Philippines.
That's what we call now in the Philippines this digital phenomenon, because monetarily, we can't. We used to come up with 250 films on 35 millimeters, but now we're down to maybe 30 or 40 films a year. But what has gone up, aside from that, is this wave of independent cinemas, and it's showing all over the world where a lot of these young independent filmmakers have been making waves in the international festivals. And one good example of that is one of the juries, the judges in the competition is Soraya Martin, who made a lot of independent films. So we're very hopeful for that. These are the new wave of Filipino independent filmmakers.
Es posible siempre de hacer una película, pero es.
It's very difficult. You can make a film, but it's very difficult to make money and make a living as a director. Okay. Any further questions? If such isn't the case, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.